This is JTD in the morning.
Senator Martin Heinrich joins us. It's the After Show podcast. First of all, Senator, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Are you, you know what? I'm always wondering, because say you spend how many days out of the year do you spend in Washington, D.C.? I mean, on
too many.
Too many days.
More than I would like.
There's a lot to see there.
Kids, they may have those down.
I'd go to the Smithsonian. There's plenty to do as a tourist. But I mean, for work how much time do you actually, are you committed to spending?
The majority of the year.
Right.
It's most weeks I'm there at least Monday through Thursday.
Really?
If not Monday through Friday.
So getting home is a break?
When I walk off the plane in New Mexico, my blood pressure drops about 15 points. And just having blue skies and no humidity is a giant plus,
So. That's a good point. That's
The weather in the summer in Washington, not so great.
No. It's a wonder people don't leave there in droves.
Oh, but the cherry blossoms in the spring. Is it spring where the cherry blossoms are in D.C. where everybody talks? I've never seen them. I've been to Washington. I have been to D.C. once in my life. You've been. Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
No,
ever.
I haven't. I really want to go. But, I mean, just for so much to see there, so much history. I mean, it just sounds amazing.
The museums are great.
The museums.
They really are. I mean, the Smithsonian in particular.
But you're there. Oh, so you're there. Now, this is interesting to me. So you're there living, working, having, you can't be home. So what do you do with your day? Is there a lot of downtime?
Most days are pretty long. So
where do you eat?
There's a cafeteria.
Really?
About cafeteria.
I'm not saying it's not like the cafeteria in my elementary school.
Right.
They have like salads and hamburgers and
square pizza,
sushi.
Oh my goodness!
Do you ever watch House of Cards?
I used to until 2016.
How realistic?
About November of 2016.
You got busy.
Yeah, the suspension of disbelief sort of went out the window.
It got too close.
Yeah.
I mean, too close.
I'm just curious. I'm curious if that's the show that many in D.C. watch. Or
I think a lot of people watched House of Cards for the first few
seasons.
And less so now.
Oh, yeah.
There's enough reality that you don't need the...
It's no longer escapism.
It's not escapism.
Do you all watch any Real Housewives?
A little too close.
Yeah, right? Do you watch any Real Housewives?
Huh?
I have...
Oh,
I have
come on.
No,
really?
I'm sorry.
It's an escape.
None?
No.
Do you watch any reality TV?
I did a reality TV show once.
You did?
Whoa.
So, Jeff Flake, the senator from Arizona, he and I were dropped off on... in the ocean, in the South Pacific, in the Marshall Islands.
Oh, wow.
And we had to swim to an island and try to survive for a week. And we proved that if death is the alternative, Republicans and Democrats can get along.
Okay. Oh, that's right. So as long as life and death is on the line, we're going to get along.
Bipartisan.
Out of all the reality shows, you chose that? That's not even plush conditions.
No, but it was, I've always had... I used to watch a lot of those survival shows.
Right.
It was kind of a guilty pleasure. So it was just an idea. We were up all night. We had a budget votes until 4 in the morning. And we kind of came up with this crazy idea. And pretty soon we were on an atoll in the South Pacific with a film crew. So.
Yeah, you just admitted it was lack of sleep.
Well, I didn't say
just answered my question.
I didn't say it was logical.
So obviously you're in town for several reasons. One, because you love the state. You want to get back here. You want to see the blue skies. But second of all, there's work to be done.
Work to be done. And we're also, this is an election year, so we're gearing up for November. And we've got offices that we've opened all over the state. Last night we opened one on the west side here in Albuquerque. But we've got offices now in Shiprock and Las Vegas and Las Cruces and really trying to cover the entire state.
And then obviously, we've got several races here in our beautiful state come November. One of the big ones, as well as the governor's race.
Absolutely. I think that's a huge opportunity. We have an opportunity to really hit reset and get serious about some things that have not had the focus that they need, including early childhood education, which is absolutely foundational to everything else. If you want to do economic development, if you want to bring new companies here, you got to have a workforce, and that starts with early childhood ed.
Well, very we're facing so. Some big issues, though, and it seems like every time the governor's race comes along, there's a lot of promises, yet we still face what I deem, and I've got kids in APS, and there's a public education crisis in our state.
I think there has been 8 years of divestment and disinterest in education in this state, and that's got to turn around.
Right. So where do we start?
First, we take a sustainable portion of our permanent fund, which is one of the biggest in the entire country, and we address early childhood ed so that when kids get to kindergarten, they right. show up ready to learn.
Right.
Because where we struggle the most as a state is all of those kids who show up to kindergarten who are not ready. The ones mm-hmm. who know their numbers, know their letters, have parents that read to them, they do well. And right. they go on and they go to college and they become very productive members of the workforce, but the kids who show up late get further and further and further behind.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and so that's number one. Mm-hmm. And two, we need to pay our teachers more.
Yeah,
like
we have bought in this country. We have bought into this hostility towards teachers, right. and we have some of the hardest working public school teachers in the country. We need to expect a lot out of them, but we also need to respect them, and we need to pay them a respectable wage.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about the teachers, nobody does that to get rich. There's a path.
It doesn't work.
It does not work.
that is not a path.
My sister's been a teacher for 30 years. It don't work. But when you think about that, these people are in this line of work. It's a calling for them. It's not a job, and they are passionate about our children. The least we can do is support them to let them share that and allow our kids to.
And as parents, we all need to support them.
Yes,
because
yes,
if you look at where parent involvement is the number one indicator of the success of any individual public school.
But it also in this state, you have parents that are fighting every day just to put food
absolutely
in their
no,
kids'
that's
mouths.
True.
So yeah. there's another issue that we yep. struggle with year after year, election after election, is the level of poverty in the state.
It is, but once again, education is the single biggest yeah. way to fix that. Mm-hmm. And we have been fighting over whether to invest in early childhood ed for years now. And
right.
I think we have an opportunity in this election cycle to say, we're going to elect a governor who's going to do this. We're going to elect only legislators who support this and push it through the roundhouse and start to make some changes.
I'm curious, Senator, because obviously you say that that's where it starts, but we are also a state that has seen jobs going out of the state as opposed to coming into the state. And I know, again, where you believe the foundation starts, but what more can be done to attract...
Invest in those things that we do well in the state.
Right.
And there has been a disinterest under this governor in doing that basic economic development work.
Mm-hmm.
But film is someplace we excel. Technology is someplace we excel. We've added thousands of jobs at Sandia National Labs over the last few years.
Right.
We also can build an ecosystem around that. One of the things I work on is a field called directed energy. Albuquerque is actually the center of excellence in the United States for directed energy,
right.
in part because you have this ecosystem around the bases and labs where you have really smart people with very specific backgrounds. We need to invest in those places where we can do well. Renewable energy. We have a president who's hostile to this, but we have created jobs in rural communities around this state with billions of dollars of investment in wind energy in places where we haven't seen that kind of private sector investment since the railroads.
Right.
There are lots of places where if we take our strengths, we can do a lot more. Outdoor recreation, I would put New Mexico up against any state in the West.
Yeah.
But our outdoor recreation industry is smaller than other Western states. It's substantial for our state. It's $10 billion a year.
Right.
It's 100,000 jobs. It could easily be twice that with some focus.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anyone in the governor's office who just focuses on outdoor recreation where I guarantee you, Colorado has that.
Yeah.
Utah has that. They're marketing
without a doubt,
all
yes.
over the mm-hmm. all over the country what they have to offer. So there are a lot of places we can grow what we do well in this state.
I was pretty surprised to see two candidates who had DC jobs decide that they want to go ahead and give those up and try and run for the office, the highest office of our state here as governor. Is that something you've ever thought about? I mean, I know it's not this cycle, obviously.
No, I have thought about it. I think it's really important right now that our country come out the other side of this presidential administration and come out with as many of the institutions of democracy intact as possible. That said, the idea of being in New Mexico all the time is I don't blame either one of them for doing that and right. wanting to give back to a state that's been good to both of them.
Yeah. Well, if you, I know the senator, our senator, you're short on time. We do want to make sure that we promote. If any of your constituents would like to get a hold of you, what is the easiest way to get a hold of a senator?
Jump on your favorite search engine, whether that's Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever it is.
Right. DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo.
No.
DuckDuckGo.
Check this out.
So if
that's not a real thing, it's a
real thing, and they don't sell your data.
DuckDuckGo.
What a crazy idea!
So, oh my gosh!
Learn something from the senator.
Look at that, today. Jackie.
When you spend a little time on the Intel committee, you realize how much data is out there about all of us.
Should I be scared? Should I be freaking out?
Some people should be very scared.
Okay. Yeah,
you in particular.
DuckDuckGo.
It's very easy to find all of my offices on there, whether it's Roswell or Santa Fe or Albuquerque, and give us a call or go online. And
what about Twitter? You're active on Twitter. If people send you questions, do you answer? Do you interact?
We try to interact on social media as much as possible, but for the really detailed stuff, I'd say call the office.
Call the office. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
So we won't find you tweeting out things at, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Except DuckDuckGo. Right. Apparently, no, more people need to know about that.
The one from the other day, which said just red wave. To which I thought,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, I forgot.
That has a double meaning, I think.
It does.
It really found out.
Was that the morning of the Helsinki meeting?
It may have been. We're going to have to save that for the next podcast, Senator. Thank you so much. Senator Martin Heinrich, thank you for taking the time. We really do appreciate it. And obviously, all the best. And thank you for doing everything that you're doing for our state there in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
JTD in the morning, 100.3 The Peak.